Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is David Fournier, the host of the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast, coming to you live from my home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Welcome to the Fly Green Podcast. Hey, we've been off the air for about a couple months now, a little bit of hiatus, had some exciting stuff going on here at home. One of those, of course, my wife, Janet, back from an 11-month contract job in Lowell, Mississippi. Beautiful place, by the way. If you've never been there, I encourage you to go there. Many of you probably know it from the TV show Home Alone. Home Again, I don't remember. But anyway, hometown, you'll probably enjoy that show. Ben and Aaron seem like really nice people, but the town is beautiful. And someday, I'm going to retire there. But anyway, she's back from 11 months. It's great to have her back and playing some tournaments, getting some things done. Special guest tonight, Eddie Wooters from Fly Green. He's going to be on the air here in just a few minutes. Eddie was running late after work and called me and said, I'll be right along. I said, no worries. We got you covered. Tonight's broadcast, as all the broadcasts this year, have been sponsored by Fly Green Disc Golf. That's Fly Green Disc Golf, www.flygreendiscgolf.com. At Fly Green Disc Golf, we are committed to bringing you the newest and coolest products on the market along with the best prices. The team is excited to provide you with an impeccable shopping experience. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, need to place an order, or any content in the website, please feel free to contact us via telephone 303-754-3472. Again, it's 303-754-3472. And our experienced team members will get back to you right away. I will be at the store, by the way, this coming Saturday, a couple days from now, 10 o'clock in the morning. Come on out. If you don't know much about some of the things that are there, they sell discs. They do a lot of other stuff. But the apparel line has literally exploded. I mean, exploded off the charts. So many things to choose from. And I got a bad feeling that I'm going to be leaving with a new shirt. But anyway, let's move on. So, Islands for Epilepsy just came by. I think that's a big thing that Eddie is going to want to be talking to everybody about, is going to be the Islands for Epilepsy program. But I just want to tell you, I had a chance to play with a 9-year-old kid. His name is Jackson. He is a freshly signed and stamped team member to Fly Green. And Jackson is just an incredibly talented young guy. He can't be more than 3 feet tall. I felt tall around him. Super good kid.
He is
the first round.
He is a great kid.
He is. There's Eddie. Eddie's live. So this kid had a tough first round. I kind of put my arm around him and said, hey, man, disc golf loves you. Let's just keep playing. He came around. The second round, this guy comes out, and he shoots 12 strokes under his first round. I've never seen anything that like that in my life. Now, you guys all know I'm pretty old. I'm very old. And then the heat got to me, and the last 5 or 6 holes, man, I was just tired and not feeling it. And I threw a drive like 25 feet in front of me, right, buried it nose down on the ground. And next thing I know, here comes Jackson, walks up to me. He's like, hey, man, that's all right, David. We'll get him on the next throw. Man, you just got to love stuff like that. This kid's exciting. I had a great weekend. Jana's home from Mississippi. The team is doing great. The store has exploded. And none other than Eddie Wooters himself just made it home, just got in front of his phone, and just got on the line with us. Eddie Wooters, welcome to the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast.
What is going on, my dude? Listen, man, there's two things I love in this world, and that's disc golf and I-25 traffic. One of those is a lie. I'll let you guys figure it out.
Well, thank you for making it. I know it was a little bit hassle, but we're right on time. You're fine. We did a couple introductions, played the show intro, talked about Jackson. But I really want to turn this thing on. The best thing, not only is Eddie Wooters the most decorated interviewee on the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast, what's best about him is, he does not run with a script. He's like, Dave, I want to do a show. When am I calling in? and you just let them roll with it. So, Eddie, you got a lot to talk about, and I want to make sure I don't take any more time away from you. So let's kick it off, man. Let's keep talking. Fly Green, what's been going on, and welcome back to the second half of the season.
All right, dude. I appreciate it, Dave. It's always an honor to be on the show, man. I love doing this. I love talking about Fly Green. I love talking about disc golf. And when I popped in here, I heard you talking about a young man named Jackson. This guy, Jackson, the man. This young man, the whole family is awesome. And Dave, just so you know, after that tournament took place this weekend, I talked with Tyler, Jackson's dad, and we made it happen. Jackson came in yesterday to Fly Green, and he officially signed. He is the newest member of the team.
Right on. Congratulations, Jackson.
Heck yeah. That family's great, man. I see that kid going big places. Just a great family, like I said. Him and his dad, I've known him for a little bit now, and just very, very good people. So really happy to announce that Jackson is on the team. We put a few other people on the team over the last couple months. One of those people being a very bubbly ray of sunshine from Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner. Let's go. We're talking about Miss Sunny, and I hope that we're going to have her on your show here soon. But Sunny is the newest member of the team, one of the newest members. We also have Angelica. She's from California. So, Dave, we're taking the team of Fly Green, and we're going from California to the East Coast. It's crazy, man. Everything is blowing up really big right now at Fly Green.
And Sonny has committed to do the episode. I've just got to reach out. I told her, look, I got to get Eddie taken care of because he's going to explode if I don't get some airtime with him. So we are going to set that up, and we'll probably hear from Sonny next week, I would think.
That's awesome. She is Fly Green. David, she is a Fly Green representative from start to finish. Great girl. She runs a lot of events in Oklahoma. For those of you that have listened to some of the podcasts, you know I learned how to throw discs in Oklahoma. So I feel really connected, and she's a Sooners fan, you know what I mean? But, no, honestly, at the end of the day, man, she's just a really good representative. Let's talk about that Islands for Epilepsy. What a fun tournament. You know, Mother Nature tried to shut us down, David, and we said, let's reschedule. Let's do it again. And, I mean, there's not really much to say about it other than the fact that we raised over $10,000 for that organization.
Wow. Oh, yeah,
over $10,000.
Tell the folks who the organization is, because I saw it on the Facebook page. Who are they?
It is the Chelsea Hutchinson Foundation. Chelsea Hutchinson was a teenager. She had epilepsy, and she had a seizure, and she passed away. She hit her head and passed away. Her parents started a nonprofit in her name, and the organization is committed to putting seizure alert dogs in the hands of people that live with epilepsy. And we say live with, not suffer, because we all know Mike Dunn at Fly Green. The man lives with epilepsy. He doesn't suffer from it. There's a big, big difference. And getting dogs that alert to seizures is a huge, huge thing that will save a lot of lives. It'll save a lot of injuries. I've seen them firsthand. What happens when people have seizures and, you know, they don't know. They just come on. You don't know. You fall wherever you're at. You could be in your kitchen. You could be in your bathroom. You never know. So this organization helps people with epilepsy. They put dogs with these folks so that the dogs will alert to the seizures. And, you know, dogs are incredible, incredible creatures, man. I love my fur baby, Abel. So to think that these dogs are actually saving lives, man, that's something pretty incredible.
And ever since you told me that, Eddie, I went online. By the way, folks, look this up. Don't play around. Go look up how serious these dogs are. There's videos out there where them doing the demonstrations of how these dogs have been trained. And again, these aren't your everyday dudes. These guys are, we're talking training, tons of investment go into getting these dogs to be able to do it. I watched the episode, the video thing, and I was stunned at what I saw. Absolutely stunned.
Yeah, some of these dogs, David, they go through up to 2, even 3 years of training. And it's very specific per the handler. So there's a lot of training that's involved in these dogs. And, you know, I think it's a great cause. You know me, man, if it's a fundraiser, it's a charity, I'm going to give 155%, even if I don't have it, I'm going to do it.
Now, let me ask you a question. By the way, folks, when you hear a total like $10,000, it's easy at times to dismiss that and think to yourself, oh, yeah, 10 grand, okay, yeah. Well, always remember, 10 grand is 10,000 $1 bills. Think how far you can lay those things. That's how much work went into – nobody wrote a check and said, well, here's 10 grand, run off with it. This is all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds. By the way, that's what makes disc golf great. We just got everyone, everything you can imagine. I was there during the rainout. And I want to say thank you for sending me on the farthest tee pad away you could to make sure I was thoroughly soaked by the time I got there. So thank you, Eddie. I appreciated that.
First off, hold on now. Let's not pass the buck on to Eddie, all right?
Okay, who was it?
I'm the event coordinator, David. I go out, I get the money, I make these things. But your tournament director, my beautiful wife, you can thank her for that one.
Okay, I got no beef with her, so we're going to drop this and move on. All right, so you're out there. It's raining. It's obvious. You made the right call. Then we get the lightning going on, and you make the call to put it off. As an event coordinator working with the TDs, and this isn't just an event. This is a passionate event. Talk to the viewers about, okay, you got to make the right call. Player safety is number one. You decide to postpone the thing. That had to be hard. How did you mentally work with that?
You know,
because I know you pretty well, and I know that's frustrating. I know you, and I know it's frustrating.
It was frustrating because if it had been any other PDGA event, there was just some sanctioned thing that people were playing, you know, to better their ratings, I wouldn't have thought twice. But the fact that we were out there with a purpose and doing something for a great cause, and I'd seen so many people there wanting to support it, it was tough for me to message Kimberly and say, Mama, we got these. We got lightning a mile away. We got to cancel, right? And you were there the whole time for hours. It was nasty. And then as soon as we made the decision that we're going to reschedule it, well, the clouds parted, and it's frustrating. But, you know, I don't make the grand plan. There's somebody else that does that for us, and I believe in that. And you know, we move forward. We faced a situation where the course coming into the reschedule was not in playable shape, and we had another couple people. I want to give a quick shout out to Scott Serio and Eric Larson for bringing me a tractor with a brush hog. And giving it to me for the day and saying, do what you have to do, brother, make this event work. And that's what we did. So Mother Nature tried to shut us down, and I think all she did was make us stronger, David. You know how it is, man. Adversity is something I face on a daily basis, and it makes us stronger. You can either live by the sword or die by the sword, man, and we just keep moving.
You know, I've watched, and I just watched in awe. Our contact over the last year, Eddie, has just been intense. I mean, I was at Sean Dawson. I was at the Toy Drive warm-up. Now I've seen the Islands for Epilepsy. It is amazing to me the outpouring of people. They just need a rallying point, you know, somebody to say, hey, come on. How many people are just saying, hey, we want to make disc golf great, and they're focusing on the things that make it great, which is helping other people. I mean, $10,000, that's insane.
It is insane. Because you said what you just said, there's people waiting for someone to rally them. I want to put this message out there. When I was in school, taking our first ever computer class, not gonna reveal my age, but I will say our first computers were the Apples that had the green letters and big boxy things, right? My computer teacher told me, during one assignment. I'd gotten done before everyone, but I wasn't confident enough that I was correct in what I did. So I waited for other people to turn in that assignment. And my computer teacher came up to me, and he said, Eddie, don't wait to follow. Lead someone. And I've lived my life by that. So anybody that's out there is thinking about volunteering, it doesn't matter what that volunteer status looks like, whether you can be there 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, it doesn't matter. If you are the first one to take an initiative, you will start what is called the butterfly effect. And people will start Absolutely. To do that. And that's all we need, a little bit more of that. And we're going to excel these courses. That's all there is to it.
There's a huge opportunity that Eddie's talking about here. I am absolutely convinced, and again, we may be getting like sound a little spiritual here, but then there's nothing really wrong with that, man. We're not condemning or supporting anybody. We're just simply saying, I can tell you that from being out on the courses and watching these events, every person's got a role to play. And if you're out there listening to this right now and you're like, man, I don't feel like that on the course, come out to one of the events. I want you to get psyched up, and I want you to be able to see what that feels like, because it's just the natural thing. We're cheering each other on. We're rooting for each other. Yeah, we're competing. Yeah, you get cool things afterwards. But the different people that I have met, and like I said, just looking at those three events, Sean Dawson, the roll up on the toy drive, and now, of course, doing Islands for Epilepsy. I got to tell you, that is just such an impact. If that's what disc golf looks like, if that's the people of disc golf, we got a great thing going. But again, it's the leadership. You, Mike Dunn, what Joe does at the store, Kim, and, of course, Mike, who gives me a hard time about it. Anyway, at the end of it, man, I am proud to be part of what's going on. Not only has Fly Green had tremendous success with this tournament, with you running the events and the team, there's so much that has happened since the last time I had you on the air. It's unbelievable to see what's going on.
Some crazy things are happening. I want to say this. Yeah, we are busy. All right, so we went to DDO, Dynamic Disc Open out in Kansas. We were the official apparel sponsor. We were welcomed warmly by everyone. A couple things happened with the owner of Dynamic. We're not going to talk. I got to make sure everything's in writing before I announce anything, but let's just say that they love our apparel line. They love what we're doing. And they want us to be involved more deeply with them. We're going to leave that at that. We picked up a couple great players while we were there. Of course, like I talked about that. But what we really found at DDO was the teamwork and what we were capable of doing with a team of Fly Green members out at that high of a stage. People just loved our apparel. They were coming. You couldn't look anywhere, David. I don't care where you were at in Emporia, Kansas. You couldn't look half a block away in any direction without seeing our gear down there. And honestly, that came to fruition because of our great dear friend, Doug Bierkus. So, Doug, if you watch this episode tonight, I want to give you a huge shout-out, bro. You and your family have just helped us so many ways. We love you so much. Thank you. Not going to turn that into a Doug campaign, but Doug for president, if we have to say it. Dude, everything's going great, man. We got new shorts. We've got new men's shorts. We got some ladies' shorts coming out. That stuff's selling. We've got that selling down in Savannah, Georgia now. We have it in a couple other stores across the country. Dude, we're just moving fast right now. You know, you've seen it in the shop, the new training room with the tech disc, and we're doing all the lessons and all the cool stuff. But at the end of the day, these fun events, these fundraisers, I call them fun events because they are fun for me. If it's going to a charity, to a cause, then it's fun. Like, let's do it for fun, right? There's a lot of politics right now in disc golf. No matter what aspect of disc golf you're in, you're going to face some sort of politics coming in. Some, you know, that famous word, adversity, right? Rocky Mountain Women's Disc Golf Championship, one of the most prestigious women's tournaments in the United States of America, started by Doug Bierkus, I don't want to say that it was started for Paige and Noemi, but I'm going to say that they had a big influence on it. That event was going to be canceled this year, and my wife and I looked at each other, and we knew that we were not going to let that happen. So with the support of Fly Green, Mike Dunn, Throw Colorado is taking that tournament over. It's going to be sponsored by Fly Green, powered by Throw Colorado. And we're going to do great things for this event, man. This is, we're going to pamper the ladies. This is going to be up at Woodland Park, Shining Mountain, 3-day event for the ladies. So that's the 6th, 7th, and 8th of October. Don't worry, caddies. I know you guys always get your pre-round. So on the 5th of October, before all the shenanigans kick off, the caddies will get a chance to play the beast with golf carts, you know, get their fill. And then it's all down to the ladies. It's all business. Let's make this happen. Unofficially, another round, Tracy Rogers and Justin Knowles, those guys that own another round up in North Denver, they're going to be a part of this event. They've expressed interest. They want to be a part of it. Fly Green's more than happy to work with them. The great company. We love those guys, man. Just really genuine, good guys, and they want to be a part of this event. And, I mean, why not? Let's combine forces and make one badass event, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And, by the way, any of you ladies that are listening and you're coming out to the event, if you want a caddy, reach out to me. I'll be there. I'll come caddy for you for that event, just to be able to be on the field to watch you guys play and just be part of something really tremendous. You just said something a few minutes ago. This is so important because, to me, it's been the theme of Fly Green through the time I met you, being there as a person, you know, as a customer, joining the team. I believe that attitude is altitude. You're never going to fly above your own attitude. You've got to get that thing up.
That's right.
And Eddie's right. There's a lot of negativity right now and things that you can focus on. But just remember, where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're looking for problems, don't worry about it. They'll always be there for you. But if you're looking
Absolutely.
To really elevate your game, you have to surround. You become just like the five closest people in your life. That's how it is.
100%.
So when you look at Fly Green and you hear us talking about it, you say, well, what can I do? Come out to the store. Come meet Eddie. Come meet Joe. Come meet Mike. Come the minute you walk in that place, welcoming environment. Everybody knows what they're doing. They're not selling discs and baseball gloves and hockey sticks. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it, right? But these are guys that specialize in it. The minute you walk in the store, and then take a look at their track record. I told a guy this the other day. We were talking about disc golf stuff. I said, you know what? The reason I'm so proud to be part of Fly Green is they've never unsuccessfully done anything. It's just not their DNA. They're going to find a way, and it's always going to be top flight, and it's always going to be the best that it can be. And it has never let me down. It's never let the players down. So, folks, listen carefully. I've got to get turned back over to Eddie here. Remember what I just said. Attitude is altitude. And if you're looking for problems, you're always going to find them. Take the high road.
That's it, man. I mean, there's a couple other things, you know. What you think about, you bring about. So,
right.
You know, if you're thinking negative, if you're living negative, and you're surrounded by negative, then you're going to be negative. Bruce Lee gave me one of the greatest quotes, and I live my life by this, David, I swear. Bruce Lee said, pray not for an easy life, but the strength to endure a difficult one. Well, listen to me right now, people. We are going through the most difficult time of the PDGA that we will probably ever see. And the reason we're going through that is because we have an expansive growth over COVID. And we're still trying to correct all of that growth over the last 3 years. Okay, so we do have issues. We have things going on. People don't agree with things. New rules come out. I see people posting the new rules, and they're like, oh, my God, I don't agree with this. Well, then go play tags. This is the growth. This is what we all wanted. We all said, let's grow the sport. Let's grow this. Let's grow that. This is what comes with it. As a youth, when you grow, you get growing pains. And we are going through those growing pains right now. But I promise you, on the other side of those growing pains is a bigger, stronger, more colorful, more beautiful PDGA. And, you know, we're just going to keep working through it. My focus isn't on the politics and the PDGA. The PDGA just comes along with all my perks. I get to run fun, great events that raise money for charities, and the PDGA gets to ride my coattails. That's the way I see it, you know?
That's an interesting thing, Eddie. I want to compliment you. Kim, I love Kim. She's just Kim's just a sweetheart. All the people that pull these events off, you're absolutely right. You know, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago, disc golf is kind of getting ready to grow. There's an explosive growth. And then suddenly a lot more people are interested in it than ever before. Not a bad thing, not a good thing, just the way it played out. But I do want you people to think about this. For you that are new coming into the sport, we need to remember to respect the people that have been doing this for 15 and 20 years that carried this when it wasn't popular, when there wasn't good money for pros, when TDs were driving around eating out of soup cans to survive going to tournaments, when it was so incredibly thin and so difficult and there were rules and everything. And it was, remember that I didn't arrive here because I figured it out. I arrived where I'm at because of the success and the determination of the people that had played this game before me, and we need to live in respect of that. I know there's a lot of talk about new things. I get it. I understand all that. But at the same time, we cannot insult the dedication and commitment of the people that have carried this for the last 20 years.
That's right. And one person I'm going to bring up, and you know him very well, Mr. Scott Stokely. That man has literally seen the worst and best of disc golf, and he continues to just be the best representative of our sport that anyone could ever possibly imagine. And when we're talking about representatives of the sport, I want to give a quick shout out. Real quick, we got a shout out to Jeff Hungerford here from Colorado, getting on board of directors for the PDGA. And we got Kyle Harrigan, our state coordinator again. I honestly can't think of another guy that could put up with that much stress and those many emails other than Kyle Harrigan.
Yeah, and look that young. I told him that the last tournament I played, he was up at Fort Collins. I said, you're aging like fine wine, and I'm aging like milk. I mean, he looks like he's 12. I hate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just keeps going and keeps going. And if we're going to talk about a guy, let's another quick shout-out. And I'm sure I've yelled at this guy a couple times on this podcast. If I don't get a text message from him saying thank you for giving a shout-out this time, no, I'm not doing it again. Josh Rosa, you are a
Yeah, he is.
That dude, I'm totally kidding. I'll still give him shout-outs, but I just want him to text me and acknowledge that I love him so much. Josh Rosa is a beast, dude. I love the guy. He is at every single event. If there's an event on the calendar, the guy's there. He's either playing, working, or working and playing. I love him. The dude is one of the biggest staples in Colorado right now, and I just hope that his passion and his drive stay with him because, man, oh, man, do we need him.
First of all, Josh works 5 minutes from me. I mean, I'm pretty spoiled. I get to see him. He's a customer at my store. You can run for hours about all the things he's accomplished, but genuinely, that man's about disc golf. He's just the real deal. And I just love the guy. He's just great.
I do, too. And you know what I love most about him is, like, you know, when you see somebody in a position like Josh or I or whoever it is, right? Like, you expect them to, like, oh, that guy's, like, he's got to be, like, a professional player. He must go out and just rake it in every weekend. Josh grinds, dude.
Yeah,
that's what we need. We need those tournament directors that go out and grind. We don't need tournament directors that can go out and they wake up in the morning and fluff their hair and they're like, okay, I'm just going to go get my trophy. No. We need those ones that are grinding every single day. And that's what I appreciate about him most, man. He's just getting after it, man.
Eddie, we got about a minute left. So first of all, thank you for taking time to come on and talk to me later this evening. I'll get this posted up on the website. Everybody, I need you to do me a big favor. I need you to share this episode. It's going to appear on your Facebook page. Pitch it out everywhere you can. Now, I mean, we talked a little bit about flagging. If you're a new player, if you're a mid player, if you're an experienced player, There is something for every single person at Fly Green. If you don't know what disc you want, go to Fly Green. Touch the disc, smell the disc, but most importantly, talk to the dudes behind the counter. They won't steer you wrong. If you want your game to elevate, the Learning Lounge. I've been there two or three times, Eddie. You work with Ian Ward. I cannot tell you the difference in Ian Ward's driving game right now. But more importantly, how you talk to him and how you complimented him and you built him up, his level of confidence out on the playing field is lights out. Just lights out. Complete revolution in that guy, just to see it. And I've watched that firsthand. So you're always welcome.
You know what,
man? They're open like all the time. Go ahead.
Words are power, David. And as humans, we need to hear the right words. Words are power. And so if I'm going to end this conversation with you, I'm going to say this. One of the best parts of my weekend that we had for Islands for Epilepsy was the moment I saw you and Sam playing catch. And I walked up to Sam, and that young man hugged me in a way that I will never forget. I love that kid. I love you, man. I love this community. Rocky Mountain Women's Disc Golf Championship. Ladies, if you are out there and you're listening, sign up right now. My lady is working hard. She's on the computer. Rocky Mountain Women's Disc Golf Championship. Let's go, ladies. Sign up. Let's do it.
I watched you do that, and I was like in complete shock because you almost tackled the dude. But the interesting thing is he's not like that. He is so conservative with his feelings and stuff, but you guys have broke the barrier with him. He just loves you guys. And when I saw that, I thought to myself, man, I want good men around my son. That's what I want. I want good men. And for him to make that move, it was just it was a pretty powerful dad moment. I got to be honest with you. I was in. I was all the way in.
I love you, dude. I love Sam. I love your family. Hey, let's end this on a good note, all right? Fly Green is doing good things. We're raising good money for good causes. We have a couple opportunities left this year. We're going to get back on here on Dave's podcast soon, talk about the toy drive. But, hey, everybody out there, I love you. Go Fly Green. Go Team Fly Green. Dave Fournier, love you, brother.
Love you, too. Don't forget, you guys, the store is out there. The tournaments are coming up. We will get a podcast in before Rocky Mountain for the ladies so we can get them in. Sonny, I'm reaching out to you, get you guys back on. Thank you so much, whether you joined us live or on Archive. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the next episode.